The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Tonight is not an ordinary night. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Our empowerment nights have been not ordinary. If you are here last empowerment night, can I see your hands up? I believe you were touched that night. Tonight is going to be greater in the name of Jesus. Tonight is going to be awesome in the name of Jesus. I appreciate our Father and the Lord for this great opportunity that He has granted unto me to stand before the people of God tonight. Let's celebrate this wonderful man of God. Hallelujah. God bless you, sir, for this great honor. I appreciate you, ma'am, for the support. Thank you so much, ma'am. God, we increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. Such a selfless service. I pray that your service will never be in vain in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Tonight, the first teaching tonight, the topic is the wonders of praise. The wonders of praise. Turn with me to the book of Psalm 100 verse 4. The book of Psalm 100 verse 4. The Bible says something there that we all know, and often we all quote this particular verse. I want everybody to turn with me to that particular verse because we are going to read it together. If you are there, shout hallelujah. If you are there, shout hallelujah. It says, enter, let's go together, one to go. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with what? With praise. There is wonder in praise. Praise is not just ordinary singing. Praise carries so much power. Praise carries so much authority. Praise carries so much dynamics. What is praise? What is praise? Praise is an expression of admiration or adoration. Praise is an expression of admiration and adoration. Praise means to pay tribute to someone for good deeds. Praise means to do what? To pay tribute to someone for good deeds. Praise means to pay tribute to someone for good deeds. What is praise? Praise is to eulogize somebody, to glorify. Praise means to glorify. Praise means to honor. Praise means to exalt. Praise means to admire. Praise means to hallow. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. To hallow the name of somebody or to hallow the name of God. Praise means to hail. Praise means to hail someone. When you hail God and say, God, I hail you, you are praising God. You are hailing him. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalm 50, verse 23, the Bible says, whosoever hovereth praise glorifies me. To him that uttereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of the Lord. Whosoever offereth praise glorifies me. That is, praise is to glorify. Praise the Lord. Turn to your neighbor. Say, I will praise the Lord. The psalmist says in Psalm 9 from verse 1, says, I will praise thee, O Lord. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will praise thee, O Lord. I will praise thee with all my heart, with my whole heart. And I will show forth what? Your marvelous works. We are to praise God. Praise is a joyful presentation of one's adoration to God as a believer. What is praise? Praise means a joyful presentation of one's adoration unto God. Praise is the celebration in joy of the goodness, the love, and the grace of God. Praise is the celebration of the goodness of God and of his love towards us. Praise is the part of the way of a believer. Praise is the part of the way of a believer. In the book of Psalm 33, verse 1, it says, praise is comely for the upright. Praise is comely for the upright. Praise is comely for the upright. Rejoice in the Lord. And it says, praise is what? Is comely. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. For praise is comely for the upright. Comely there means praise is common. Praise is synonymous. Praise is attributed. Praise is seen around the upright. That is, those that are righteous, praise is around them. Those that are born of God, praise is comely unto them. Praise is common in their ministry. Tell somebody, praise is common in my ministry. Psalm 34 verse 1, the psalmist says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is a man that understood the power and the wonders that are embedded in praise. Many times we have been taught about the power that is embedded in prayers. But I want to tell you, there is greater power. Tell somebody, there is greater power. There is greater power in praise. Pray that the Holy Spirit will help me tonight, that I may be able to expose unto you the wonders that are embedded in praise. Brethren, if there is any member of Impact House International Church who does not know how to praise God, you are not there yet. Because in this church, we praise God. Praise the Lord. In this church, we do what? We praise God. In this church, we dance. In this church, we sing praise. In this church, we know how to shout unto God. Shout unto the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the winning side is the shouting side. If you are watching a match, the winning fan are the one that shouts the most. The losing side, they can't shout because they are losing. I see you having victory in the name of Jesus. I said victory is coming unto you in the name of Jesus. What are the wonders that is embedded in praise? Quickly, we are going to talk about 10 wonders as time permits us. The wonders of praise. Number one, wonder of praise is that praise brings down the presence of God. That is a wonder. How can I bring down the presence of God with just me singing and praising God? Praise brings down the presence of God. Psalm 22 verse 3 says, God inhabits the praises of his people. God inhabits the praise of his people. God inhabits the praise of Israel. He inhabits the praise of his people. You know, I love the Yoruba, the way the Yoruba Bible or the Yoruba people put it. It says, Oba to ngbe nu ogo, Oba to ngbe nu inyi. Hallelujah. The one that resides, that dwells in praise. You know, when you praise God, you bring down the presence of God. It's a wonder. How can a mortal man bring down the presence of God? It is by the power of praise that you bring down the presence of God. Praise reveals the mighty presence of God. Praise does what? Reveals the mighty presence of God. You know, the presence of God puts the enemies of God to what? To flight. The presence of God does what? Puts the enemies of God to flight. And that is why don't joke with praise. And I tell you, if you're a God praiser, you're a dangerous man. Tell your neighbor, if you're a God praiser, you're a dangerous man. The Bible says in Psalm 68, verse 1, it says, let God arise and let his enemy be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. You know, when you bring God down, the presence of God, everything that is anti-God, they do what? They take to their heels. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In verse 4, he says, sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Exalt him that rideth upon the heaven by his name Jah, and rejoice before him. Hallelujah. Say, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice for before God. Ye, let them exceedingly rejoice. You know, when you praise God, you praise him with joy. And that brings down the what? The presence of God. Number two, wonders of praise is that praise puts the enemies of God to flight or defeat. Praise defeats the enemies of God. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, there is a story there of three nations that gather themselves together to one small nation. Brethren, maybe you don't understand that story very well. These nations, as at that time, were the mighty powers, the powers that be, gathering together against a small nation. And you know what? These people, they are so mighty that the man of God, that the king at that time, he knew within himself that there is no way by the reason of mortal power that he could defeat these people. So he went to God, and God said, don't worry, I'm going to fight a battle for you. All you just need to do what? Is just to praise God. Praise the Lord. To do what? Praise God. in verse 20, the Bible says they arise in the morning and they begin to do what? And they begin to sing and they begin to praise God. And as they began to do this, if you reach down to verse 22-23, the children of Ammon and the children of Moab stood against each other and they destroyed each other. And when they finished, they turned to the children of Mosiah and they destroyed themselves. And the people of God spent 3 days gathering. I see you gathering the riches of the Gentiles by the powers of praise in the name of Jesus. The praise of God's people draws down the power of God that puts the enemies of God's people into confusion. That is a wonder. Tell your neighbor, I am a wonder because I know how to praise God. Number three, praise makes way for the move of God's power. When you praise God, you make way for the move of God's power. Your praise clears the way for God to come down and to move. Brethren, if you don't know how to praise God, please learn how to praise God. There is so much power that is embedded in praising God. Number four, the praise of God brings increase. The praises of God brings what? It brings increase. If you are a God's praiser, you can never be a man that goes down. You can never go down. If you know how to praise God, you can never go down. In Psalm 67 from verse 3, he said, let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let the people praise thee. O let the nation be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nation upon the earth. Say, let the people praise thee, O Lord. O God, let the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield our increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. When you praise God, everything you lay your hands upon will yield its increase. Papa, I've said it several times, that when you get to your place of work in the morning, spend a qualitative time to praise God. Thank God for the business. Thank God for the salary you are collecting. Thank God for everything around you. And I tell you, it will bring forth its increase. Tell your neighbor, increase is coming my way, because I know how to praise God. Number five, wonders of praise is that praise... this one is great too. Hallelujah. Praise calms the anger of God. Hallelujah. Brethren, God can be angry, especially with the unrighteous. But I tell you, by the power of praise, you can tide the anger of God. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 48. The book of Isaiah chapter 48 verse 9. Isaiah chapter 48 says, for my name's sake, I will defer my anger, and for my praise, I will refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. I will refrain, that is, I will hold back my anger because of praise. Brethren, that king called Ezekiah, God has said, this man, time is up, you are packing up. But this man knows how to tell God certain things. He put God to remembrance of how he has been praising him, of how he has been serving him, and God changed his mind. Brethren, praise can tide any storm. Any storms that comes your way, praise can tide it. This one is a deep one. I don't know how to explain it. Praise calms the anger of God. Hallelujah. You know, this man, King David, is a great man. He's a man that understood the power of praise and the wonders of praise. He said something in Psalm 119, verse 164. He said, 7 times a day do I praise thee. 7 times a day do I praise thee. No wonder this man never lost any battle. No wonder when God got angry with this man for doing something wrong, he knows how to appeal to God. And he was able to turn the anger of God around. And God was still merciful unto him. And God was still able to call him. David is a man that I loved. You know, he knows how to get to God. May you know how to get to God by the wonders and the powers of praise in the name of Jesus. Brethren, praise is so mighty. It's what takes you to the very presence of God and brings out the best of God for you. If you know how to praise God, you will live a wondrous life. Number six, praise brings God's deliverance. Tell your neighbor, praise brings what? God's deliverance. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 16, from verse 25 to 26, downward. In fact, if you take it from 22, you'll read the story. Time will not permit us. You can read it when you get at home. these people were put into prison. Now the prison where Paul and Silas were put is not just an ordinary prison. The prison, their hands and legs were put into sockets and tied down. And you know the Bible said something. It said at midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed. And after praying, nothing happened. They switched to praises. They began to praise God. And as they began to praise God, not the kind of praise that the cockroach nearby will not run away. It is a praise that is full with power. The Bible said the other prisoners heard them. It was a praise that was full of power, full of joy, full of gladness of heart, even despite their condition. I see you tonight as you praise God. You are being free from every prison of life in the name of Jesus. Any situation that is standing as a prison on your way, I command the doors to be loose in the name of Jesus. Brethren, we are going to praise God tonight. And as we praise God, prison doors will begin to open. The Bible said as they began to praise God, the prison door began to open. It opened and there was a great earthquake and everything, bam, 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 opened. And they came out, the foundation, hey, there is power in praise. The Bible said the foundation. The prison of those days is not the kind of building we build now. They are built like rock, yet the foundation shook. Why? Because God stepped down. Because these men were praising God. And God said, who are these people? Who are these? And God just peeped. In fact, if God stepped down, the whole thing will collapse. So God peeped. Say, let me just peep. He just peeped. Because the head is too small for him to step into. So he peeped. Then there was an earthquake. And God said, this one can't be in prison. They cannot be in prison. Oh yeah. And they were released. Praise brings about deliverance. If they have not been delivered, if you read down, they would have been killed a few days after that time. But because they praise God, they got their deliverance. Deliverance is coming your way tonight in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 13 says, sing unto the Lord, praise ye the Lord, for he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Everyone tonight, as you praise the Lord will deliver your soul from the hand of the evildoers in the name of Jesus. Number 7, praise is the fruit of our lips. Hallelujah. There is a wonder in that. Do you know you can feed God? Do you know you can feed God? Brothers and sisters, do you know there is a wonder called the wonders of praise that you can use to feed God? You can use the praise of your lips to feed God. Because God does not eat rice. He doesn't eat tuwo. He doesn't eat amala. He doesn't eat bokoto. He doesn't eat igbin or whatever you have. He doesn't eat Chinese pepperoni. He doesn't eat Italian macaroni. All what God eats is praise. If you know how to praise Him, I tell you, God is going to come down and bless you. A woman that knows how to prepare a delicious meal for her husband definitely will not find difficult getting from the husband. You know, there's an advert that I used to listen to, and I usually laugh. The woman will say, honey, I need a freezer. The man said, no. Then dinner is ready. After it, he said, what about that freezer? Said, you have it. Why? Because the woman has touched the heart of the man. The Bible said, our praise is the fruit of our lips. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 15. It says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips. Giving thanks to His name. As you offer the fruit of your lips to God tonight, please don't hold back. Say, don't hold back. Don't hold back, because your blessing will not be held back in the name of Jesus. Praise carries so much power. There is wonder in praise. Number 8, praise brings down the wonders of healing and perfect health. Perfect health. In the book of Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19, there are a story of these 10 lepers, and Jesus Christ met them, and Christ told them that, look, just go and show yourself. Go ahead, go and show yourself to the high priest. You are healed. And they left. But only one came back. And when he came back, Jesus Christ asked to come and praise him and thank him. Say, where are the 9? Where are the 9? Say, well, I don't know. But this one Samaritan came back, giving him what? Giving him thanks. That is, praising him, telling him. And Jesus Christ says, go. You are what? You are made whole. You are made whole. That is, now the others got healing. This guy got healing and perfect health. There's difference between the two. They got healing, but this one got what? Healing and what? Wholeness, which is perfect health. You know, if you have seen lepers before, most often the fingernails or the toenails are chopped off. Now, if they got healed, the nails and the fingers will not grow again. I want to believe that this guy got his own toes, nails and everything doing what? Growing again. Because he said, thy faith has made thee what? Whole. The other ones, they were made healed. This one got what? Wholeness of health. Wholeness of health is released when you know how to praise God. Wholeness of health. Many a times when you are down with sickness, just get up on your feet and begin to praise God. And I tell you, there is going to be great release of healing right away in the name of Jesus. Because where the presence of God is, sickness cannot stay. The Bible says, and the strangers shall be sorely afraid, and they will flee from their hidden places. You know why? When God's presence comes down, stranger sickness cannot dwell there. Aya yo pa wan lejo. Wan si fi beru boto. Saja de ni bi kolon fi won. Why? Because God has stepped in. They have to flee. Praise brings down the presence of God. And the presence of God, no devil can stand it. That is why no sickness is going to remain in your body tonight as we praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. Number 9. Praise gives praise make us to live as wonders to our generation. Praise gives us the power to live as wonders to our generation. You know, when you know how to praise God, wonders will be around you. Your name will be wonder, 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 wonder. God bless you. Wonder, 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 wonder. I think when you go to the right, you're a wonder. When you turn to the left, you're a wonder. Why? Because you know how to praise God. Brethren, I've come to tell you this evening that there is so much power in praise. We've been taught over and over in this church several times on the power of praise. But tonight, I want you to know that there is something greater, and that is called wonder. And you are becoming a wonder as we praise the Lord tonight in the name of Jesus. Last but not the least, this one is great. Tell your neighbor this one is great. Tell your neighbor this one is great. This one is great. Hallelujah. Praise brings down supernatural vengeance upon the enemy. May the Lord visit your enemy with vengeance in the name of Jesus. I say, may the Lord visit your enemies with vengeance in the name of Jesus. You know, when you know how to praise God, God fights your battle for you. And He visits your enemies with what? With vengeance. You know, God visits them what? With vengeance. God visits them with vengeance. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 25 verse 1. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsel of old are faithfulness and truth. Verse 2. For thou hast made of a city a heap, and of a defense city a ruin, and a place of stranger to be no city, and it shall never be built. Why? Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee, and the city of the terrible nation shall do what? Shall fear thee. Praise the Lord. If you read them, time will not permit me, talked about vengeance. God will visit when you know how to praise Him. Vengeance comes upon the wicked. Vengeance comes upon every enemy of your life. As you praise God tonight, God is going to give you victory, and God is going to visit every enemy of your life with vengeance in the name of Jesus. I said God is visiting them with His vengeance in the name of Jesus. Not ordinary one, no, supernatural one. The one that is beyond the understanding of man. The one that is beyond science. That is what God is going to visit them with tonight in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.